Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than four years. That he's been joining us. He's the professor. He is a professor at Daniel Webster College, teaching entrepreneurship and leadership there. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Done Right, and he is also an independent filmmaker, and I'm so proud of him for that. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Tom, as you know, one of the things that it's part of my quest in my work is to help small business owners to think of themselves and to assume the role of CEO of their company, the chief executive officer of their company, and to find a way to step outside of their management role in the trenches, behind the counter, behind the desk, on the phone, step outside of the management role that they have to perform at least some of the time, enough to be the CEO of their company. But there's one thing that both manager and CEO have to do. They have to make decisions, don't they?
Yeah, and I think I like the way that you put it, because as the manager, we're making the day-to-day decisions, mm-hmm. which are absolutely important, mm-hmm. but somebody has to be making the decisions about where the business is going to go 1, 2, 3, 5 years down the road.
Vision, and planning, strategy, who are we, what do we stand for?
Yeah, and when I've owned businesses, I get caught up in just the day-to-day. The electric bill's got to be paid, and how am I going to put this fire out, and how am I going to, take care of that customer, is that you really don't have time lots of times unless you make the time to start thinking 1, 3, 5 years down the road, because that is critically mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. I mean, CEOs of large companies, that's all they do. They don't get involved in the day-to-day, so that job's taken care of. But you really need to make time to do that, because the dividends will be very good for you.
Well, no question about it. So you've got some approaches to decision-making that you wanted to share with us today.
Yeah, I teach a graduate course in managerial decision-making, and most of the MBA students are for big companies, but I would say about 25% get their MBA so they can have an entrepreneurial business.
Right.
And really, it's the same types of decisions that people make. So a lot of the decision-making theories we talk about really can be applicable for entrepreneurs. There's one that I particularly like. It's called prospect theory, but the gist is this. If you go to the racetrack and you bet on horses, and you might bring maybe $50 with you, if on the very last race, you've got $5 left. Most people are not going to make a very conservative bet. They're going to sit there and say, well, I'm just here for a good night. I'm going to bet the long shot because, maybe it'll come in and I'll go home with some money in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then but let's say that you're up $200. No one's going to sit there and bet all $200 because, you want to leave ahead.
You want to protect it.
Yeah. In decision-making theory, we say that in situations of gain, we are very conservative decision makers, and in situations of loss, we're very risk-seeking decision makers. Well, let's take away from just going to the horse track for a night just for fun. Let's take it to businesses. We often make decisions in the same way. So if we think things are going really well, then we're going to be extremely conservative mm-hmm. and risk-averse. But that means we're also going to be forsaking opportunities
mm-hmm.
there. And just everything is going well, let's just not rock the boat. But then you've gotten into that trap of only thinking for today and not 1, 3 years. So
mm-hmm.
maybe this is the perfect time to expand, but you're not taking advantage of that because everything is going
and
really
maybe,
well.
And maybe your financial or your performance growth that you're noticing, maybe that's an example of momentum that you should be taking advantage of.
Exactly.
What sailor with the wind at their back in their sails, with a following wind, so to speak, what sailor dropped their sails to not take care of the wind, take advantage of the wind, right?
Exactly. But it's human nature to sit there and say, hey, everything's going great, we're doing well, mm-hmm. we're making a profit, we have happy customers, let's just not rock the boat. Well, maybe that's the time to, as you mm-hmm. say, add a sail.
Well, there's another thing there too, Tom. You know, golfers, professional golfers will tell you that if you sit on a lead on the back nine or the fourth round of a professional golf championship, people who sit on the lead and play conservative lose more than they win.
Oh, I definitely believe that. Now, let's look at the other side of that. And in the situation of loss or perceived loss, we tend to be risk-seeking.
Nothing to lose, right?
Yeah, so, but you've got everything to lose because what you've got to do is you've got to sit there and say, all right, if you take chances that are just overly aggressive, then the odds will catch up to you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you shouldn't be aware that maybe you should take a risk. But remember, it's human nature that if you're in a situation of perceived loss, you're going to be way more risk-seeking than is prudent or appropriate.
Well, but the only thing about that, though, I will tell you this, Tom, there's another factor in this decision-making at that point, the loss, in the loss scenario. If I don't know about you, but whenever I've been up against it the most, whenever I felt like I was the closest to total disaster, mm-hmm. was when I found that I was the most creative. What do you think?
Oh, sure. No, absolutely.
And so maybe at that moment, I was aware of something. I became aware of something. Something was revealed to me. I got clarity on something that made all the difference.
Sure, because that's going to motivate you. All of a sudden, your brain is thinking about your problem the whole time, and then even when you're doing anything, your brain's thinking about that. And that's why that creativity comes
mm-hmm.
in. But when you make that final go, no-go decision, just check with somebody else. Is this mm-hmm. too risky? Is this a good thing to do? And that's how you bridge that gap, because somebody who is not in that mindset can look at it with more clarity. And they may say, no, too risky. They might say, you know what, that's a really good idea.
Challenge,
get that double check.
The challenge for small business owners when doing what you're doing, which I completely concur with what you just said, and we absolutely should do it. We've talked about this on the show before. The challenge is finding someone who's qualified on a couple of different levels to be that to help you with that decision. They have to know enough about the issue to be able to help you make a decision, and they have to care about you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.